Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now, typically when we're talking Alabama and Georgia doing battle, we're talking the gridiron, a great matchup in the sport of football. No, this time we're talking everything that happened in Athens, Georgia on the diamond as the Dogs made a statement yet again. Wes Johnson in year one in Athens pulls off, I would say thus far, his signature series victory, sweeping Rob Vaughn's Alabama Crimson Tide Ball Club. Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Phillips. He's Harrison Fant. Appreciate each and every single one of you tuning in. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Hit that bell icon as well so you get notifications of when we go live and when we drop new video content. Also, guys, you get the podcast, which drops daily on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us across social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And, of course, guys, stay up to date with the latest from us over at SECUnfiltered.com. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Roback. Guys, head over to roback.com. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. And use the promo code SECU at checkout to get 20% off your entire first purchase. Guys, the weather's warming up. It's baseball season. It's golf season. It's tailgate season. Whether you're doing those things or you're just hanging out around the house, you're running errands, whatever it is, Roback is the way to go. Guys, they got polos, they got quarter zips, they got hoodies, whatever you need, they've got. They've even got women's apparel so you can outfit the entire family. And guys, it is some of the most comfortable gear I've ever worn. So again, check out our friends over at Roback. That's ROBACK.com. Promo code SECU at checkout to get 20% off your entire first purchase. I welcome my co-host Harrison Fant to the show as always. Harrison, what's going on, man? Appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me. Just, man, Alabama, Georgia on the baseball diamond, not the gridiron. I mean, wow. Just wow. We got a lot to talk about.
And this is probably, Harrison, going to be a theme all season long where, you know, I think it's almost unfair to call any of these series upsets at this point because in the SEC, with all due respect, unless it's Missouri, anybody's good enough to beat anybody on any given weekend, especially when you're talking about home field advantage. You and I were just talking off air. At this point, unless Team A is so much marginally better than Team B that it's obvious, you can almost go chalk and pick the home team, right? And I know that's not 100% of the time, but folks, I want to set the scene for you. Georgia just got swept by Kentucky at Kentucky. They turn around and host a top 15, I believe, Alabama Crimson Tide team, and the Dogs win all three games. Harrison, make it make sense. Scores are 9-5, 6-5, and 10-5. Dude, your immediate reaction. Should we consider this a massive upset, or is this something where, and again, you keep a very close eye on that Georgia baseball program. Should we be as surprised as some people are?
Yeah, Chris, and I'm not going to call it a massive upset, but I do think it is an upset. But if you ask Wes Johnson, I don't think he would say so. I mean, he has a lot of faith and a lot of talent on his ball club, and they proved it this weekend against a really, really good Alabama team.
And you look back, the dramatics, Harrison, were there from game one. I mean, obviously the walk-off grand slam from Colby Branch is the thing that we're all talking about. It's really, though, Harrison, hard to not just spend this entire segment talking about Charlie Condon. I mean, this dude, we got a hell of a race for the Golden Spikes, man, because I know what Jack Caglione is doing at Florida. I understand, right? But, like, dude, Charlie Condon is a monster, right? He hit a home run 441 foot in game one. He hit a pair of them in game two, and I don't think he hit one in game three, did he? Which is wild because I think it just shows he is a human being. But Charlie Condon special. He's fun to watch. He's worth the price of admission alone when you're talking Georgia baseball.
Yeah, Charlie Condon, he's just an incredible athlete who plays all over the field. I mean, he plays outfield and first base. He's the number four current ranked player in the 2024 MLB draft, if that tells you anything. So, I mean, he's a special talent, that's for sure.
Yeah. And that power pitching, you know, I thought Georgia, again, did a great job handling those guys. You know, Ben Hess in game one wasn't terrible for Bama, but not great. Four innings pitch, 7 hits, 5 earned runs. I thought the pitching for Georgia, honestly, Harrison, really shined. You know, held that Bama lineup in check, and the Dogs able to, again, get a huge series victory and, you know, I think make a statement. So when you look at this series, again, we're not overreacting one way or another. It's just two weekends in. But so I think you look at this weekend, it's more about what Georgia proved versus Alabama proving to be sort of fraudulent, or do you look at Bama now and raise question marks about their club?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Chris, yeah, I don't look at Alabama and raise question marks about the club. I mean, they just came off a series win against top-ranked Tennessee club. I know that was at home in Tuscaloosa, but Tennessee is an incredible team, and that's a huge series win for them. We talked about how good this Georgia team was coming into SEC play, wondering if it's going to translate, wondering if the home runs are going to translate, and let alone Charlie Condon, the home runs have translated. I mean, they're incredible. I mean, Corey Collins had two home runs in game three. You have the walk-off from Colby Branch. The lineup's really developing in the SEC, and it's not just one or two guys. You have four, five, six guys of power and, you know, not holes in the lineup. And that's what you need to be successful in the SEC is a stacked lineup.
The depth, really the depth shining through. And I tell you, Harrison, I go back to this too, man. It's so wildly impressive what Wes Johnson's doing in his first season, right? I mean, I think the expectations were very low. I mean, admittedly, like when you get a brand new coach and, you know, Georgia was picked at the bottom of the league basically by everyone, right? You and I talked, hey, somebody's got to finish last. Somebody's got to finish second to last, whatever. But I tell you, Harrison, I know the SEC's deep, man. Don't get me wrong, but this is not the second worst club in the SEC. There's no way you're going to convince me of that. Like this team.
No, Chris, but,
yeah. I mean,
when you look at it, the head coaching job at Georgia compared to the head coaching up in Missouri, two completely different levels, different standards, let alone Wes Johnson come over from LSU and just winning a national championship. But the talent that's rich in Georgia and just the draw that University of Georgia has, and I think better history too on the diamond than Missouri, I think it's way different roles. So the success, be it overnight to start the season, I don't think shocks me, but it still takes time. I mean, it takes time in Wes Johnson building his culture in his kind of his forte, I mean, if you want to call it that.
And I want to give a quick shout out to Harrison to the Georgia fan base, because I don't know that Foley Field is thought of as a hostile environment, right, for opponents.
I've been there.
I don't know that it's how highly it's regarded as, like, man, that's a raucous environment. They packed that thing out. But, dude, Georgia fans have been showing up. Like, I'm sure folks saw the video from the midweek game that I think was last week where, dude, it was like a crazy – maybe this was 2 weeks ago, but a crazy midweek crowd. And, I'm, you know, so, again, while it doesn't have, like, the size of a Baum Walker, Alex Box, or the Dude, or even a Founders Park or a Swayze, like, Foley Field has been an electric factory this year, which, you know what, good on Dog Nation for getting behind Wes Johnson, for getting behind that club. Because, Harrison, you and I have talked. There's no reason why Georgia cannot be an elite SEC baseball program. Like,
yeah.
I mean, dude, the talent alone that comes through that state and the resources that the University of Georgia has, it's always going to be a football school. But, like, there's no reason why Georgia cannot win at the highest level in baseball.
Yeah, no doubt. And, I mean, the 2020 COVID season, they were stacked. They were one of the top teams in the country. I had several really good friends of mine that played in that team, just a ton of talent. And they do develop a lot of talent. So there's no reason, no excuse.
So, again, in closing, Harrison, we look back on this series, and like I mentioned, you know, when we talk about stock buying or selling, Georgia proved something to you, yay or nay?
Georgia definitely proved something to me, and I think it's led with the bats against a really good Alabama team. But the pitching's got to improve. I mean, you need to have those dogs as starters, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't really think they have that yet, but that's not out of the question. But they definitely proved a lot to me. And you got to buy stock in UGA after a top 25 SEC sweep against a good Alabama team.
And on that note, top 25, D1 Baseball released their top 25 rankings. Am I reading this correctly that Georgia's nowhere to be found? Am I missing the Georgia G somewhere? They're not in the top 25.
I mean, that correctly. You were definitely reading that correctly.
I know they got swept by Kentucky. I get it, but I don't know, man. I mean, I guess I respect the fact that it's like, okay, I want to see more, but I don't know. It feels kind of strange.
Six of the top 10 teams in the rankings are SEC. They got 10 of the top 25 are SEC. So, I mean, maybe Georgia's thinking, you know, count us out, you know, yeah. Don't think of us, you know, we'll just be there. And then when postseason comes, we're going to prove everyone wrong. Maybe that's the mindset for Georgia. And I bet the players are completely fine with that. And Wes Johnson as well.
Yeah. Fly under the radar, no doubt, especially in his first year. Harrison, before we get out of here, again, we talked South Carolina in another segment. You know, we talk upsets. In your opinion, what was the bigger upset? And obviously both of these were sweeps, right? South Carolina against Vandy, Georgia against Bama. What was the bigger upset and what was the bigger shocker for you? South Carolina taking three from Vandy or Georgia taking three from Bama?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Chris, that's tough. And I mean, there's definitely an argument for both, but I think Georgia fans aren't going to like this, but I think it's South Carolina upsetting the Vanderbilt team at home. I mean, I know they're both at home. I think Vanderbilt's a little bit better team all around than Alabama and obviously trending in the right direction coming into this series, but I got to go with South Carolina right now. But that doesn't just take anything away from Georgia at all.
So I'm going to go against you, Harrison. I'm going to say Georgia was the bigger upset just because I do agree with you. I think Vandy's a better team than Bama, but I think South Carolina is one of those teams came in the season with real expectations. And it just always felt like a thing to me, like if they pitch, they're capable of that. Like if they pitch well, they're capable of that. But Georgia, I guess it was just more like there's just so much more uncertainty, not knowing what you had. Year one of Wes Johnson, the expectations are so conservative and so low. To me, that was the bigger surprise. And I mean, obviously, again, a pair of really impressive weekends from both those squads. Yeah. And I think down the road, obviously, they will face off. And you look what's ahead for Georgia, by the way, Harrison,
Second to last weekend of the series, they face off.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun series. Yeah, it's going to be a really fun series. But at Tennessee upcoming. For the Georgia Bulldogs.
So big series to prove yourself for sure. I mean, but Chris, to ask you a question right now, I mean, are you taking the Georgia Bulldog lineup over the South Carolina Gamecock lineup? I mean, which way are you leaning?
No, probably not yet. I still think South Carolina probably has more depth. But I mean, dude, it's, you know,
I think they're neck and neck.
The lineups are similar. The lineups are similar from the standpoint of like they're led by a high end slugger. Petrie for South Carolina, Charlie Condon for Georgia.
I think they're really similar teams too. I mean, the pitching side, you have just pitching, kind of a little bit of question marks, just role development, but I think they're neck and neck all over.
For sure. Guys, that's going to do it all for us. Appreciate each and every single one of you tuning in. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Hit that bell icon as well so you get notifications of when we go live and when we drop new video content. Also, guys, check out the podcast, which drops daily, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us on social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And, of course, guys, check out the latest from us over at our website, secunfiltered.com. For Harrison Fant, I'm Chris Phillips. We appreciate you guys tuning in, and we'll catch you on the other side.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.